fossil fuels. Hello, renewables. Energy from the
It's a protest about protesting. More than 1,000 people have gathered on the steps of Parliament this afternoon to rally against what they call anti-protest laws, which were flagged by the state government last December. The Allan Labor government announced a suite of proposed changes to protest conduct, which they say will make the community safer. The proposed changes include the banning of face masks, chains, locks and glue, and symbols of terrorist organisations at protests. They also include the creation of protest safe zones around places of worship. Rally organiser and member of the Defend Dissent Coalition, David Glanz, says he's concerned these changes will restrict the public's right to protest.
As you probably know, most rallies in Melbourne start at the State Library. There's a church directly opposite. So you begin to have a nightmare scenario where large areas of the CBD could potentially be off limits for protest. And if this is the intention, it's despicable.
The state government's announcement followed the bombing of the Adas Israel synagogue on December 6 last year. In a statement on their website, the Allan Labor government said the proposal would confront anti-Semitism, deal with dangerous and extreme demonstrations, protect religious worship, and restore social cohesion. David Glanz says the idea that protests are unsafe for the community is untrue.
The idea that anyone should be scared to come into the city when there's a Palestine rally is just pure propaganda nonsense. Jacinta Allan is riding the wave of moral panic about anti-Semitism and looking to use that as an excuse to shut down or certainly restrict the right to protest.
The Premier was contacted for comment, but no response was given. Victorian Director of the Australian Catholic Lobby, Jasmine Nguyen, says while the public should be free to protest, more needs to be done to protect the community.
There is our freedom to protest, but at the same time, when protests become violent and also interfering with the harmony of the society, I think the government needs to do more than that.
Ms. Nguyen says protest groups are hurting their own causes when rallies get out of hand.
Actually, they are putting themselves in hot water. If they have been protesting peacefully, we wouldn't come to this. The government don't have to consider toughening the law.
There's currently no timeline on when drafts will be released for the state government's proposed protest laws. Goodbye. Joanna Beard, RMIT News.